gonna stop eating this donut.
No. I said I want a donut.
That's fine. I'm quite comfortable with this. Hello, everyone. Welcome.
What brand is it?
It's just Costco's own. Like, just a Costco donut. They make them fresh.
They make them fresh.
Yeah, they make them tasty. They
do
cream
they really?
Them themselves. Yeah, man.
Costco.
Yeah.
Make them fresh in a factory 10 miles away.
Not, well, maybe, but like they're made that day. Like with all their other cake shit that's there. I don't know.
I just say what I believe is the
looks,
truth.
It looks like
it looks fresh.
Cake. It looks it, and they make cakes and shit on site because you can see the bakery in the back of it. You can fucking
it's for show,
a,
Kieran. It's for show.
Costco.
It's just a
Jesus Christ. Fucking Tasmania doesn't even know what a Costco is.
No, I know what a Costco is, but we don't have one.
You don't have one. No, exactly. No,
seen, I know what a Costco is. We've seen enough American stuff to know what a Costco is.
Mm. Do you have a Costco in Brisbane? Have you been to a Costco?
No, I haven't been to a Costco, but I know we've got one or two around here somewhere.
Costco's good shit. I got like a fuck ton of AA batteries, like $20. That was pretty good.
What are you gonna do with those?
Well, how many batteries is a fuck ton?
Yeah. Why'd you buy them?
I think just recently I was struggling.
I'm like, I need to change my batteries once. I need to get a fuck ton of these.
And then it was like $20 for a fuck ton. I was like, that's a good deal. It's always great to have them just.
I gotta be honest, you're my perfect customer.
No, because it was like a fuck ton of like Duracell batteries. I'm like, it's a good brand. It's $20. Fuck it. Let's go, you know? Like, yeah. No, I am very much the person that's like,
do you, batteries like, have a use-by date?
I think so.
I think they do, yeah.
I think they do, but yeah. You know, whoever checks that.
It's $20. It's worth the risk.
It's like, if I'm choosing between... if I'm choosing between two items and there is like... You know, it's like, say for instance, choosing between the standard edition and the deluxe edition of a video game. Mm-hmm. If it's like $10 difference, I'm just going to get the fucking deluxe edition. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, if it's sometimes
what's the percentage if it's 50% more?
God, that it's insane. No, like if it's like I say $20, like $20, if it's within $20, I'll be like, yes, I'll just upgrade.
Doesn't matter what it comes with.
Well, yes, it also matters what it comes with. Like,
it's just three stickers. That's all extra $20.
Well, no, because that's you're talking as if I buy physical media. And you don't get
12
don't get,
digital stickers.
Three horse
digital stickers. It depends what comes with it. If you like the season pass and stuff with the game, I think it's like, even though I don't think, you know what? I would be almost very certain that for any games I've ever got the season pass for with the deluxe edition, I've never played any of the extra DLC content. I could almost be pretty fucking certain.
I feel like I would bet on that.
Yeah. I feel like I could be pretty certain on that for myself, actually.
In fact, I would go further to say that I would like to know the percentage of games that you pay for the deluxe edition that comes with a season pass that you've even finished the main game. Let alone got to the fucking DLC.
DLC is just the extra stuff, you know? It's nice.
Supporting the devs.
Exactly. 100%.
Tipping them 100%. Devs, just like everybody says.
I'm just, you know, I'm just being supportive of the games I like.
Yeah, fair enough. What else you do? What else you buy? What was
not as much as I wanted to. I wanted to spend way more today. I bought some clothes and stuff, but then, you know.
From where? Costco.
No, it is.
There's someone who hasn't been to an Australian Costco. How close is it to the American ones?
Oh,
is there like literally
exactly
everything?
Literally everything.
Do they sell like hot food?
Yeah, like literally. So I bought two slices of pizza and a unlimited refill of Pepsi drinks or whatever from that company, $7. And it was, and like the slices of pizza is like the big, like New York style slice of pizza. Like it's fucking massive. Like they have a paper plate and you put the slice on.
It's thin as fuck.
No. Really? No, it's a chunky. It's not exactly New York, like it's not that thin, but it's like you have a paper plate, the slice is the size of the entire paper plate. Like, it's good. It's real good value. Like, the drinks for the soft drink, it's like 99 cents for the cup. And then you just can refill it as much as you want. And, like, it's, you know, they've very much, it's very much well documented for Costco that because you pay for a membership to go there and the amount of stuff people generally buy when they go there, their food is cheap as shit. Because they're like, we could take a loss on the food just to get people in the door.
People will shop more if they can eat in here.
Yep.
It's a sleeping bag, they can sleep in here. They'll keep buying.
Some people would, I could almost guarantee there would be some people have Costco memberships just to go get lunch. Mm. Like, just to go get food. Like, they don't even, most of the time when they go there, they don't even go to grab, like, shopping or groceries or whatever. How much is it,
like, $100 a year?
Something like that. I think it's like 80.
You can share it with your family, though.
I don't know.
So this Costco's in Melbourne, right?
In Epping, yeah.
So how far away did you drive to get to this Costco?
Hour and a half.
Okay, I guess that's something.
Yeah. Fair enough. Like, it's very common. Like, so it's my parents' membership. I don't have a membership myself. I just need to. I can either.
Yeah, but you can use that. I think.
Yeah, I can just use their membership. Use
that, yeah.
And they generally do every 1 or 2 months, they'll just go and they'll get a bunch of stuff that they can buy in like decent amount, like bulk, like, you know, like washing powders and
sugar and.
Like good stuff, and like just have a look around and grab bits and pieces, and it's all for stupid prices that just, you know, you definitely chloroform. Walk around. Don't know about that one.
Why chloroform?
I was interested to know
where was that thought train from?
I wonder if anyone. Anyway, moving on.
No. I just got some clothes and stuff. As a larger individual in life, you get to a certain size range where you have to wherever you shop. And it's one thing I actually detested. It's like maybe it even is a tactic to try and help people lose weight. But anywhere you shop has to have like the word big or large or like, you know, like, so the store at DFO that I go to that I really like is called Johnny Big, where it's like normal clothes, but for a larger person, you know, it's just they do good sizing.
Do they do that? But now I've got questions. So yep. You go to Johnny Big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they, in Johnny Big, is it then like small, large, medium in their sizes, or is it just?
I think I think it's just up. It just starts at like large, extra large,
and goes then larger.
Okay. Yeah. Which I do think it's interesting and frustrating. And I guess it's one of the things, like, even, and it sounds ridiculous, like one of my personal goals of like losing weight and actually looking after myself is just to even get down to like a 2XL, because then you can shop everywhere. Like, as a person who's above that mark, if you're not within the 2XL mark, if you're above there, it's limited as fuck where you can go and shop just for clothes and stuff. A lot of shops I just don't like, a lot of men's shops I just don't even bother looking in, because I know they're gonna end at 2XL and that's it.
I don't know. Shops where the largest I've had is like a large, and I've tried on a large and gone, this is a fucking...
Yeah, right?
I think you just went to a kid's store.
Maybe I'm in the wrong section.
Yeah, which is interesting considering, I guess, you know, the population of the world is just getting bigger just to the state of things at the moment, and it's...
Well, I mean, that kind of justifies stores dedicated to... bigger people.
Yeah, you know? It does, but then also again it would also but you shouldn't even have to justify that. It should just be more places you'd hope would start just making more accountable stuff, like more
The part that shocks me is, so you know how Coachella's on at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See all these celebs. Yeah. They're all wearing these fucking shirts that I'm pretty sure are 3XXLs, right? Justin Bieber and shit. I'm like, he's just got a white shirt on that looks like it's a fucking dress. And then people can't find, I'm like, where do these celebs get these like massively oversized? Because maybe it hasn't come to Australia yet. Maybe
for them, it's probably Australia. I think it is very much Australia. Like, if you ever buy anything from America, American sizing is naturally so much larger than anything we do. Even like, I think I could fit into a two or three XL in an American fit, because that's just normal for them, you know. It is very interesting. I guess Australia is a culture, and in general, Australia is always behind in the world. And there's a lot of weird things that you're like self-service checkouts at Coles and stuff, we had those in England when I left England in 2007. Like, they were fully, like, normal and actuated, and then we come here and they just didn't exist here. And then it wasn't until yet, and it wasn't until probably in the last, what, 5 years, 5 to 10 years, where it's fully become basically a thing, where it's basically everywhere. Yeah, which sucks, but no, I got some clothes.
I mean, we just try to keep people's jobs longer.
That's fair, but also, yeah. But like the thing is, right, you say that, but then how many times do you go into a Coles and half of the checkouts don't have people staffed at?
No, they don't have any fucking.
So it's like you may as well fucking just rip those checkouts out and just put in self-service ones there, and then still keep the same amount of people you have on checkouts, just with the added ability of self-checkout. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure most of Coles and stuff just open them between like what, like 3 and 6. When people, like adults picking up their kids, come through to do like their math shopping, and they open up like one aisle to do it, and then otherwise it's nothing but self-serve the rest of the day.
Yeah. Which it isn't the answer. And like even Coles now, all places are getting like not just the smaller self-serves, but they're getting the self-serve with the conveyor belts and everything now, so you can do larger shops.
Wow. Like, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, we've had those in Shep for a little while now. Yeah, I don't know. Self-serve isn't the answer. We all know my feelings about brick and mortar stores, especially when it comes to video games. But it's yeah, that
the answer is the massive warehouses like Costco.
Costco's pretty good. It's pretty good. No, I actually wanted to spend a bunch more money because last week I finished up at my previous job and I started my new job.
Yay!
And, woo! And I got paid out on my annual leave. And then
you're like, I got money to burn.
I got money.
I got so much money to burn. Things going wrong.
It's like, yeah, you have those moments where I'm like, okay, I wanted to buy like lots of, and it was a lot of adult stuff. Like, I wanted to buy plants. I wanted to buy new bedding. Oh, okay. I wanted to like.
Did you want to buy a new tire? Or?
Look, I didn't want to buy a new tire. And you know what, guys? I didn't want to have to buy 2 new tires.
Ooh.
But this is the life I live in right now.
Wait, did you do 2 at the same time or
no? So
okay.
Let me tell you the story.
You're trying to PB yourself.
How karma fucking hates me with a fucking passion because
I hate karma as a cat.
Karma probably.
For people listening, no, you're not heard listening to me an old episode. Shit. Kieran's talking about a new tire.
This is not a rerun.
This is not a rerun. So part of the thing is with my new job, I drive like a fuck ton less. The actual math is I'm going to do 13,000 less kilometers a year just with the change in commutes.
Buy a scooter.
buy a scooter, sure. Fuck, no. Change in commutes. And on my last day in my last job, I was talking to people there and I was like, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm also going to save so much money on fucking tires because I shouldn't be driving anywhere that has a fucking pothole or anything, and my tires are going to have less wear on them. It's going to be sick. I'm going to save money there as well.
You walk out and slash your tire.
And I walk out. No, we're good. It gets to Sunday. Sunday, I go to go wash my car and be nice to my car. And then I like drive for a bit and it's like, dunk, 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 dunk. I'm like, oh, no. I look at it. I'm like, that's kind of, it doesn't feel totally deflated, but that's kind of fucked. And then mum and dad's is like literally 2 minutes down the road. So I limp it to there and dad comes out and he goes, yeah, it's flat A. And I was like, oh, okay. So I fucking check it with him. It's holding like fucking air. It's holding air fine. It's just going down really slowly. We could fill it. It would hold it. It would just, so we're like, all right, let's just rip off the fucking tire, rip off the tire. We cannot, dad and me cannot find.
Not even capable, Kieran.
Got me incapable. I'm more capable. I'm a pro at changing tires now. I'm great.
I hope so.
I've done it like 7 times in the last fucking 18 months. So we rip it off and then we're like, yeah, that's, we can't find where there is a nail or where there's a potential hole or anything. But it's like torn down on one side of the trim. So we're like, or of the tread. So we're like, fuck, all right. this is, you know what, this is where it further tells how fucked my life has been with car tires, because I've called the local tire store and I said, hey, it's Kieran Marchant here, blah 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 blah. I've been there a couple times recently. I need to change my tire. And the guy on the phone goes, oh, Kieran, the one with, reels off the exact make and model of my car. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, no worries, we'll get you another one. And so, yeah, the tire shop knows me that well. They know my car because of how shit my life has been. Whatever, get to the place. They order a new tire, get that replaced. I go in to get it, and then the guy goes, "What?" Just about to hand me my keys to say, hey, yeah, we've replaced the tire, it's all good. The manager who knows me, the person I spoke to on the phone, comes out. He goes, wait, can you guys just have a look at the other three tires? Because I had a look at that tire earlier, like the broken one, and that looks like that's just either two things. Either you are hooning it and going really hard in your car, which I was like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yeah, I didn't think so. Or you have a problem with your wheel alignment. And if that's the case, you're probably going the same way with one or more of the tires as well. And they looked and there was signs of another one of the tires going the same way. And he's like, look, you could leave here, but it's probably going to, the same thing's going to happen. And that's going to also cause problems with your other tires. And it's just going to be a mess. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I've got the extra money at the minute. Just fucking replace the other tire. Do the wheel alignment. You know, there's that voice in the back of your head where you're very cynical. You're like, am I just getting fucked here for more money? As you know, Dylan said to me earlier, you're the first customer. I'd love you. I hope, and I not to think though, I'd like to see the best in this and hope they're just being all right about it. But yeah. So that was
fine. Just think of the goodwill that you're doing. You're like, you're putting that guy's kids through college.
Yeah, and, I am. You know,
feed your family.
Yeah, no, that is.
They give me secondhand wheels every time.
Oh God, no! I hope not.
Are you getting top of the line tires? Maybe well, you need better quality tires.
No. So my thing is, part of the warranty on my car states what tire I need on the car for the warranty to be valid.
Okay. So there's no,
one specific tire that you're supposed to get. I'm at the point in my car's life now where I probably shouldn't just disregard the warranty a bit. So probably my next set of tires, I probably won't be going with the same brand. But just in tires alone, I've spent $3,000 in the last 18 months. And that's not with me also adding two rims to that, which I think the two rims were like $800 a pop, which we could just make it about $5,000 total.
Plus the wheel alignment.
Plus the wheel alignment, that's another $80, which I think I've had two wheel alignments in that time. The wheel alignment's cheap. Well, not cheap, but cheap
in
fucking
relative. Would they throw it in because they're just getting all these tires?
Fuck me. Yeah, no, but it's just shit. That's the thing. Did not spend as much, did not get as many new clothes as I wanted to today, but oh well. It happens, but that's my life. That's why I wasn't on the show last week, because literally my whole revelation of my tire being flat happened about an hour before fucking we were supposed to record last week. So that's good fun.
So what'd you actually want to buy? Like just more clothes? Or
just like no, I just wanted to do like
just more wanted clothes. To have that money there as an option.
Well, part of it would be like I'm just gonna put like use part of that as savings and put that into savings. Mm-hmm. Another part of it, I was like, I want to buy like some plants for my rooms, some new beddings. You know what? I've had like I would like maybe succumb a little bit to. Facebook advertisements, because I'd seen like the bedding that has like the loop handles from the Lad Collective.
Oh yeah, those look
like,
good.
Looks real nice bedding, and I was like, oh, I could just, you know what, fuck it, I could just grab that and stuff. These are all things that fell apart, and yeah, is what it is. Now I've just bought clothes and put some aside for savings and life. But yeah, other than that, it's good. You know, you got to balance the good with the bad. I'm very happy with my new job this week. So, you take it. And I've never been devo or anything about it. So, yeah.
Did you do a full week yet? Or did you do like a half week?
No, I did a full week. I started Monday.
Oh, okay, I started on Monday.
Yeah. No. I started Monday.
So, you're in the honeymoon phase. Everyone says that.
I'm very much in the honeymoon. No, I'm in the honeymoon phase, but like, I definitely have some like work-related trauma to my last job. coming from an organization that expected overtime. Overtime was just expected to the point where when I first started there and I was just doing my allotted hours, it was actually questioned to my manager, like, why isn't he doing extra hours? Why is he going home on time? And just a general mentality around the organization that now I look back
to do, or like,
no, like, so they would as a job, as an organization, if you had two people and one did the same amount of work, but one did it in 6 hours and they were really good at it, and one did it in 10 hours and they were really shit at it, the business would prefer the person that did it for 10 hours. Because the person that did it in 6 hours, they'd go, well, we need to find you more work to do because we need to fill up the 8 hours we have allotted for you to get the most out of what we're paying you.
Bit weird.
It's very good. And even to the point where, so at my new job, it was real quiet on the second day, real quiet in the afternoon, and we'd got everything done. The person training me and me got everything done. And my boss went, all right, you can go home. See you later. And it was like a good 45 minutes, an hour early. And I literally turned around to him and was like, are you sure? Like, is that okay? And he's like, yeah, man. Like, he's like, you're probably going to have to stay back some days because something's gone wrong and you will need to fix it. So just take it when you can get it, you know? Take it when you can get it. It's very much I'm very happy. And I don't care about overtime personally or working late. Because. Yeah, I'm on salary, so I don't get paid overtime.
Yeah.
I don't mind working late or doing a bit extra. It's just a company needs to give back. When it's give and take, I'm totally fine with it. When it's just take, that's real shit, and that's burnt out, and it puts people in a bad situation. And I would very much recommend to people just everywhere not to let yourself continue to be in that situation. And even if it feels shit because you feel like you're leaving other people behind and it's going to make their life harder, the people that you like and you're friends with, at some point, you've just got to do what's best for yourself and to look out for yourself and take care of yourself, because that is what's important at the end of the day.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how many hours of overtime I'm
right? Like, and it's just part of it. But it just comes to it, or you know, it rubbed me the wrong way that, like, I was asking for a payment review, a pay review and a job title review for 18 months, for the last 18 months. And it took me telling them that I was looking for jobs elsewhere, and then it happened within the space of a week.
That's always the way.
Like, it's just a lot of practices like that. At the end of the day, I think there's a lot of people in a lot of situations that you deserve better than what is going on, and you can find better.
What's happening in your life, Ash? Nothing cool? Me neither. Cool. All right, let's
go. No. No, I haven't destroyed anything of substance.
What I found out today on Car Talk, for Car Talk, actually, is I found out today my car, my dad was like trying to get me to really back it up. Like, he's like, no, keep going. He's like, you can get close. Like, I was reversing. I'm like, it won't let me. He's like, no, it won't. But it actually, like, once it gets to the stage where it's like, you're
going to hit it,
like,
it just stops.
Really close. And it's like, makes it like the high, like, beep, like it's the security alarm, like the alarm's going off. I'm like, it literally won't let me. He's like, no, it will. I'm like, it won't. And I get as close, it won't. And it just stops. It will not. It goes, you're about to hit something and stops.
That is, I get it, is a safety feature.
You can turn it off, but
okay,
like,
as long as you can turn it off.
You have to press like two buttons or something. Like,
yeah,
something.
Okay.
But I'm like, just generally like break off reversing. Like, it'll be like,
nah, bruv, you can't go any further. Yeah. No, I get that.
I'm trying to think what situations you're like, no, I should be allowed to hit stuff. It's like,
no, it's not even allowed to hit stuff, but like
car chase sequences would be so boring.
No. But say if you have like like you have to park your car in a really tight parking spot or
so you're gonna have to override
or something.
It then. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be able to override it to be able to fit into those situations.
Just don't park there.
Just don't park there, he says.
if it's that tight that it's hitting the sensors. Like, I'm sure there was like a still not that much room, right?
Oh, there was between, like, maybe a foot?
Yeah. You should at least have a foot every direction in your car.
No. But the thing is, right, what if...
I usually wouldn't back it up that much solely because I leave enough space to get into my boot because I usually like put my bag and stuff in my boot.
That's understandable. Like, I have also been in cars that are longer than some parking spots and you need to go as far back as possible to make sure that the nose of your car is like a safe distance hanging out of the parking spot. Ashley's got the most judgmental fucking look. Just like,
just get a shorter car.
Oh, Mr. Solution over here.
Your car's too long for a parking spot. You've got cars too long, you know? Just chop a bit off.
I'd like to apologize to any potential tradies or people that own dual cab utes that have had to do it for their, you know,
just
for their
shorter ute space. You either have a smaller cab or smaller tray. Chop a bit
off. All you people with like seven kids that have a massive car for your seven kids.
Have less kids.
Get a minivan.
Chop a kid off.
That is a minivan. But then they can't get a minivan.
Yeah, the minivan, because then the motor's underneath the, in a different part of the car. So it's, you know, you're, the front, everything's moved forward, you know. Thus, there's more room for passengers at the back.
Cool. Anyway,
Car to lock.
Let's record Arca Cast.